Proverbs 13, verse 9, these are God's words. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. One of the things we find in our life in this world is that those who believe in the Lord, belong to Him, and love Him, obey Him, serve Him, trust in Him, and those who do not believe in Him, but live for themselves, trust in themselves, delight in themselves, serve themselves, obey themselves, that these two groups often have similar experiences. The picture in verse 9 is of two houses, and it's nighttime, and these houses are wealthy enough at least to have a little bit of oil, so their lights are on. And there are two differences between the lights. One, the light that is on in the house of the righteous is a light that they receive as a gift from God, and that they are using unto the glory of God. And so in their enjoyment of the light, they're not just enjoying the fact that they can see, the fact that they have some comfort, the fact that they have maybe a little bit of wealth. They're enjoying that they belong to God and that He has given them covenant blessing. In Israel, having the oil was not just agricultural fruitfulness, but the blessing of God. Now, next door, in the house of the wicked, they have a lamp too, and they have oil, and the light is on. But it will be put out. That does not mean, he's not talking about at least, that when they go to bed, they're going to snuff the wick and the lamp will stop burning and it'll be dark in the house. It means that what little earthly pleasure they have is all the pleasure that they have to begin with and is all that they will ever have. Because they don't know the Lord. They don't belong to Him. They're not covered by the blood of Jesus. They're not righteous before the judgment of God, but they will stand before the judgment of God without the righteousness of Jesus. And they will find that although they were, because of their wickedness, not really very joyous in this life, that that was still all the joy they would ever get. And that when they stand before God without the righteousness of Jesus, they will be justly judged, and they will go to eternal misery. It's not just the misery of not having light, although God does sometimes describe the hell as outer darkness or utter darkness even. Having all bad and no good at all the time. Perhaps the most famous or the most sharp descriptions of hell are perpetual worm and perpetual fire. Worm that does not die, gnawing from the inside. Perpetual fire, a flame that is not quenched, burning from the outside. You see, the righteous is correct. God is the ultimate reality. And even those who do not acknowledge Him, once they stand at the judgment, they have their consciences quickened, and they have the sentence of God declared upon them, they will no longer be permitted to hide from themselves the fact that God is the ultimate reality. They will experience Him in all of His glory forever and ever with full knowledge of His holiness and full knowledge of their wickedness and full activity of their conscience from the inside and full activity of the action of God upon them from the outside. That's what the undying worm and the unquenchable flame is referring to. 2 Thessalonians 1 describes for us the vengeance of God in flaming fire, and those who receive destruction forever and ever from the presence of the Lord and from His glory, they will be in the presence of God, and it will be without grace. So, we may have comparatively little light in this world. First half of verse 9. But whatever we have, if we belong to him, we know that it's the opposite of what we deserve. Because he loves us. Because he's given Christ for us. Because he loves to do us good. And we rejoice in the tiniest bit of light. Because we already have the Lord, who is the heavenliness of heaven. And even if we had the best possible earthly life, it would not be worth comparing to what will come. So that light that the righteous has is the smallest foretaste of what he will have forever and ever, however little it is. And so we are to have that light in Christ. He makes the light in our life to rejoice us, to gladden us. But oh, let us be warned, and let us grieve for those who do not heed the warning. The lamp of the wicked, whatever good they have in this life, that is all the good they will ever enjoy. They enjoy it very little, even in this life. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. Let us ask God to give us faith in Jesus to enjoy all of his goodness to us now as the tiniest bit of that continual goodness that we will have from him forever. Our Father in heaven, we pray that your Spirit would bless to us this portion of your word, that we would be able to rejoice in you always, to know always your goodness to us, to know your smile in Christ, your favor towards us in him, to be sure that we are not being treated according to our sin, which he has borne, but treated according to his righteousness. And so you do us continual good as a father, even when you chasten us. And we do pray that you would help us to see all of the even earthly blessings that we have, so that our hearts would rejoice in them as that which comes to us in everlasting and saving love and goodness. O God, have mercy on the wicked and grant to them repentance and faith, lest their lamp be put out, and they find themselves at last in utter darkness, with the worm that does not die and the flame that is not quenched. Have mercy, O God, and take them captive for King Jesus. Convey them into the kingdom of the Son of your love. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.